But he wound up living in his car in South Daytona and soon ran out of money. Villegas wasn't a forward-thinking guy, and he longingly remembered the good life in the federal prison, which he later said it wasn't that bad. Figuring that he had no choice but to either live on the street or go back to jail, the 54-year-old marched into the Kennedy Space Center Federal Credit Union. He casually walked up to the teller and said, "Good morning. This is a robbery. You might as well call the police now." He then took a seat on the couch and waited for the police to arrive. According to witnesses, he was polite. He didn't show a weapon, didn't threaten anyone. He simply decided that his only option for improving his life was to go back to prison. And that is what he did. A couple weeks ago, the message title was, "The Main Thing is to Keep the Main Thing the Main Thing." And we talked about the main thing is people. The main thing is people. And in Matthew 28, Jesus gave us this instruction before he went back to heaven. He says, "Go and make disciples of all nations." You see, our mission is for Danny Vigilis. The people that feel like the only choice in life is to go backwards, not forward. And so the message we have that we're a steward of, God is saying, "I want you as a church, I want you as an individual to make disciples of all nations." It's all about people. I thought about the people in the village of Walton. There's about 3,000 of us. You know why we're here? We exist for the people that aren't here yet. There's 48,000 people in Delaware County. We exist as churches for the people that aren't in church on a Sunday morning. We exist for the people, the Danny Vigilis, who need help because they only think the only option they have is to go back to the life because they can't see a way going forward to a better life. A couple weeks ago, here's a map of the world, and we talked about how, as a church, we're called to touch the world, and we call ourselves a global local church. Global means big picture. Local means that's where we live. And Jesus said, "Go and do it for all nations." And 2 weeks ago, for those that weren't here, this might be new. For others, it's a repeat. We set a goal for our church. And the goal for our church is that we would touch 195 countries over a 40-year period. There's 195 countries in our world. And so from 2021 to 2061, 40 years, we have a goal as a church to touch 195 countries in some way. Let me share how we'll do that. First thing we do, we're just going to pray for the entire world. 195 countries. If you want a list of the world's countries, it's on the table on your way out. Take it with you. Start praying over it. That's the first way. The second way, we as a church are planning to give a $500 gift to a worthy ministry in each country of the world over that 40 years. $500, not a lot, but it can touch a life. We want to touch the world. So in the 2022 budget, there are $2,000 assigned to the missions line, and we plan to help four countries next year with $500 each to bless someone someplace in sharing the message to help the Danny Villegises that are out there that need a new message of hope. The third way, and I want you to listen closely on this one, that we will touch and fulfill this this goal is that we're going to pray that God will take us as a church and send an individual to each of the 195 countries of the world over the next 40 years. You're saying, you know, that's just ludicrous and ridiculous. But here's what I want you to know. You may be sitting in this chair or watching online today, and God has a plan for you to bless someone else in another part of the world that you don't even know about yet. You know how that works? Just being available to the Holy Spirit. So join in prayer with me. God, here we are. Go 40 years. And we're just going to continue to pray this. Now, to my right are the flags. We have 193 flags like this. There's two countries that aren't recognized by the UN, so we have 193 flags. And for each country we touch, we're going to hang a flag in the Harvey Center. And over time, we're just going to watch it fill up country after country. We as a church want to be on mission to touch the world. Now, I told you a couple weeks ago, in 40 years, I'll be 105. You can do the math in your age. I was watching the news the other night, and there was a lady on there, 105, and she was jogging. She was running a short race. She started to jog at age 100. Can you imagine? She picked it up. She looked good, and she was a little slow, but she got it. She was a jogger. And after I heard that, this lady's 105, I decided I want to be here for the end of the 40 years in terms of the celebration event. So September 18th, 2061, 40 years from now, that's a Sunday, we're going to have a celebration event. You know what it's going to be? Just that we've reached all the nations. Now, I decided I'm going to try and beat the odds. I'll be 105, but I want to be here, all right? Some of you have to wheel me in, but I want to be here. The point is this. When you think about the world, I want us as a congregation to feel like we are embracing and obeying this great message, go and make disciples of all nations. That's the global part of who we are. It's big picture. And I hope you get excited about it. I shared with you this Christmas, we're going to have a Christmas offering And you'll have an option to do a couple things with it. One is if you want to give towards Helping Hands, which is a local ministry. It's a pot of money that Shirley and Butch and Mary oversee to bless people locally, just if they're in need. And if you want to give towards that and you feel that you can do that. The other option is if you want to give towards this global vision. And I shared the Czech Republic. I have family there. So I'm going to somehow come up with the money, and I want to hang that flag in the Harvey Center. You know, maybe you have a special country that's on your heart. You can do that, or if it's partial that you can give some of the money, that's great. But the point is this. We want to be a church that's a part of the big picture, thinking globally. So today the title of the message is this. The main thing is to keep the main thing, and this is part two, okay? And I want you to take your sermon listening guide, and here's the verse that, the same verse in Matthew, Jonica put it up. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about how to do that locally. This involves your life and my life. And read with me John 1:41 in your notes. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah, that is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. You see, you and I need to be an Andrew. And Andrew found his brother Simon Peter and told him, we have found the Christ. You and I are vessels of being an Andrew. And here's the big goal on the local part of being the global local church. It's in your notes. We want to touch the lives of everyone in your sphere of influence. In other words, you are a key person. God has planted you to be a blessing to the sphere of people in your life. And the local goal is to bless every person, to touch them in a positive way that God brings into your life. And I want us to watch a little video. It's kind of humorous. It's just a little over a minute long. And it's about sharing our faith and some of the fears we have. Let's watch it.
Cover. And it's true. Don't look at that person who ends up next to you and say, that person is way too different from me. I could not invite him to my church. I can't have my friends see me bringing this guy in. We need to see others as Christ sees them, with a holy compassion for the lost. You know what? We all need God, no matter what the person looks like or how different they are from you. As Christians, we are responsible to reach out to those around us. Their eternity depends on it. We need to stop worrying about the opinions of others. We need to open our eyes. New opportunities are put in front of us every single day to come out of our comfort zone, open our mouths, and speak these simple words.
Hey man, if you're not doing anything this weekend, check this out. We're doing something cool at our church.
Love that video. You never know. You know, you think you put people in a certain box, and he was the one that did the inviting. But our goal is this. On the local level, the main thing is to keep the main thing. You and I are Andrews. We're talking about the people that are in our life, family and friends and coworkers. And what I want to do this morning for this part of the message is I want to take our mission statement, and I'm going to take it phrase by phrase. And I want to talk about it, of how we can make a difference in the people that are in your sphere of influence. The mission statement is in your notes, and I'll have Jonica put it on the screen. Let's read it together. Go bless the world with the love of Jesus Christ, everyone, every day, everywhere. I want us to understand what this means on a local level today. And I want to share four thoughts from this statement of how you and I can make a difference to touch lives that are a part of our sphere of influence that we live in. Number one in your notes. The first thing we have to do is we must be intentional. We must be intentional. The first part of the statement is go. It's an action verb. The word go means to be deliberate and to be done on purpose. I hear people say periodically, I really don't know my purpose in life. Maybe you're here this morning and that's you, or you're listening online. What is my life's purpose? Can I tell you, this is a bullseye for everybody. We must go and live a life of deliberateness and intentionality and to live on purpose to be a blessing to other people. Now, in Matthew 28, before Jesus went back to heaven, he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. In other words, he holds all the power. All authority over life and death belong to Jesus Christ. And he says, all authority has been given to me, therefore go. Now, it's interesting. The reason we can live a life of intentionality and purposefulness is this. He gives us his authority. Do you realize you are anointed this morning to win? Do you realize that his power is your power to overcome? Do you realize that the word impossible is not a word with God? Because anything is possible with God. The enemy can't hold you down. You're anointed. You are blessed to win. And he says, I will share my authority with any person that opens their hearts and lets me live in them and through them to make a difference in the sphere of influence of the people they live with. Be intentional. Go. Be on mission with God. Make your life count. Number two, the second key thought is this: we can impact every person in your life. You impact every person in your life. The second phrase is bless the world. Go and bless the people around you. Now, there's an amazing verse in Deuteronomy 10, verse 8. It's about a tribe by the name of Levi, and they took care of the temple. That was their responsibility. And let's read it together. At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister, and to pronounce blessings in his name. The Levites had an assignment. They spent time in God's presence, and then they went out and they pronounced blessings over people. Do you realize that God wants you to be that mouthpiece? We are his Levites in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit lives within us. And we are to go about our daily life and pronounce blessings over people. It's just how we're supposed to approach life. Now, three ways that this can happen in your notes. Let's fill in the blanks. The first way we can bless people is the words you speak. The second way are the deeds you sow. And the third is the attitudes you display. I want to begin with the words you speak. Do you realize as a Levite, as a person who has the Holy Spirit in you, the words you speak can speak life or death into the people around us. The second one, the deeds you sow, it's the kindnesses that you just deposit into people's lives day to day. And thirdly, I love this one, the attitudes you display. Do you realize that you don't have to say a word, but you can be a blessing to somebody in the same room because of your attitude? Now, let me say this. This starts when you get up in the morning in your own home. Your husband, your wife, your kids, the people that are closest to you, this is where it starts. The words you speak, the deeds you sow, the attitude you display, it begins right there. You then take it to work with you. You take it to the people in your neighborhood. You literally carry yourself in such a way that you're a Levite. And you literally allow God to speak in you and through you. It's kind of like the attitudes or the clothing you wear in your spirit. And I want to say a word to the young people watching online as well as anyone here in the sanctuary. Kids, remember to honor your parents with the words that you speak. It's huge. Huge. Guard the words that come out of your mouth towards mom or dad or grandpa or grandma, the deeds you sow and the attitudes you display. There's a story in 2 Samuel about a fellow by the name of Obed-Edom. And the Ark of the Covenant, God's presence in this box, it stopped at his house. It was there 3 months. And here's what it says. Because God's presence was there, the Lord blessed him and his household. You see, when you spend time in the presence of God, in your own personal connection with him, you will take with you an anointing that will bless your entire household. And for 3 months, the ark was so close, and his life and his family's life were blessed because they were in the presence of God. The same is true of you and me. If we spend time in God's presence and we are available to pronounce blessings to the first person we see when we get up in the morning, or we go to work and we work with people and some are more pleasurable than others. But I tell you, the words we speak, the deeds we sow, and the attitudes we display are where we make it or break it by influencing every person in our sphere of influence. I want you to remember you're a Levite. God has chosen each person here to go through life pronouncing blessings to other people, and it will help shape their hearts and impact their eternal destinies and how they live their life, all because we want to be a blessing to the world. Be intentional of how you live. Number two, impact every person in your life. Number three, share the message of hope. We need to share this message of hope. And the third phrase in the mission statement, with the love of Jesus Christ, here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about the Danny Villages story. The guy that said, probably my only option is to go back to prison. You see, he didn't see it. He didn't get it. He didn't understand it. And there's a lot of Dannys out there. You know them. We know them. And whether they're there by choice, whether they're ignorant of the message, whether they don't understand it, whether they're disobedient, God loves them. And he says, go and make disciples. And the 3,000 people in the village of Walton, the 48,000 in Delaware County, there's a lot of Dannys out there. And God is saying, hey, share the message of hope through the love of Jesus Christ. Read with me 1 Peter 3:15. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. I shared this 2 weeks ago, but as a church, I believe we're in a refocusing stage. The pandemic disrupted a lot of stuff. We all understand that. But then we entered the stage of distraction. And the two big distractors, in my opinion, politics and the vaccine, I don't care which side you're on, but let me tell you, is it distracting us? And what do I mean by that? Is our conversation more about those two things than it is about the message of hope to people? It was for me. I was distracted. And so we want to refocus on the global picture, but we also want to refocus on the local picture to go after the Dannys of our world because God loves them, and that's our mission, to go find people and bring them to Christ. Number four. The fourth truth about our mission statement is this: make it a way of life. A way of life. The last three words: everyone, every day, everywhere. I want us to understand the Christian pathway is a way of life. We are not perfect people. I am not. But it is a way of life. And when you look at people, everyone, every day, everywhere, through the message of hope, the Dannys of the world, I want to impact every person. I want to bless every person by the words I speak, the deeds I sow, the attitudes I display. I want to be intentional to make my life count for the kingdom. In Matthew 28, when Jesus had been raised from the dead, the women came to the tomb and they were instructed then, after they found out he was gone, they were instructed, go quickly. Go quick. There's that word, G-O. Go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. Circle the word go again, or it's used again here. Here's what it means. It means as you go on your way, it means from destination to destination to destination. It's not a one-time deal. It's a way of life. As you go on your way through life, throughout the day, as you travel, as you walk among other people, we just want to be available to make it a way of life, to be a blessing to every person that we come into contact with. So here's the key verse again. Jesus said, go and make disciples. We want to do it globally through the big picture of touching 195 countries in our world. We just want to be a part of that. And then we want to do it locally. I'll have Jonica put that last slide up. Go and make disciples. We want to do it locally as well. Here's your assignment. Here's what I want you to take away from this message. God wants to bless the world through you. He wants to bless the people in your family through you. He wants to bless your office through you. You know how you do that? You live intentionally on purpose for Him's purposes. You're careful to impact every person you meet with the words you speak, with the deeds you sow, with the attitudes you display. You're willing to share the message. You're available. And God will lead Dannys into your life. The Dannys that think there's no other option than to go back to the imprisonment that I'm in. And by the way, there's different kinds of imprisonments. You don't have to be in an actual facility. You can be imprisoned in your own heart for different ways. It could be in an abusive relationship that God wants to lift you out of or set you free. Maybe it's the imprisonment of your past. And it's just there, and you haven't got lifted out of it, and you feel like you never will. Let me tell you, that was what Danny's thinking was like. But God has a message of hope that He can lift us out of that. And number four, we just make this a way of life throughout the day, from destination to destination to destination. Throughout the day, we just walk, allow God to walk with us through life, and we can be a blessing to other people. So here's the last slide. Back to being a global local church. This is a call to refocusing who we are. Big picture, 195 countries. I'm excited. I'm passionate about this one. I love it because we as a church in Walton, New York, can somehow make a difference in the world in a small way. That's exciting to me. The other part is this, we're local. This is where you and I live. This is the people in our village, in our county, our families, our friends. And Jesus says, go and make disciples. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah. You and I are Andrews to other people. We just got to tell them the story. And let God do the great work of grace in their hearts. And as we do that, He will just bless through addition and multiplication who we are as a church body. Next Sunday begins Advent. First Sunday, four Sundays before Christmas. Plan to have some invite cards that we'll give to each person here that you can use throughout the month. And we will have opportunities, each of us, just to invite people. And we just want to impact their eternal destinies as well as transform their earthly journey through God's grace and His love for them. And so we want to be global and we want to be local at the same time. So as I conclude this morning, here's the question. Are you available? Are you available to allow God to use your life in the big picture, as well as locally, to make a difference with your life by living intentionally, on purpose, with deliberateness to impact every person you come into contact with? That's the kind of person's heart that God is looking for. Let's bow for prayer. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Just take a moment before God. Isaiah said, here am I, send me. And you may be here today or you're listening online, and maybe you've never made that initial commitment just to allow Jesus Christ into your life, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. You can pray it silently right after me. Father, thank you for your love for me. I'm a Danny. And I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I invite Jesus Christ into my life. May he be my Savior and my Lord from this moment forward. If there's anybody here that prayed that prayer, would you just put your hand up and down? Anybody? Thank you. Yes. Many people. Lord, I pray for each person here today that you will take us, even with all of our weaknesses, and you will use us to be an Andrew to the people around us. Father, we want to be obedient to the calling of touching the world globally as well as locally. And so, Father, as we refocus our hearts and our minds upon the Great Commission, may you help us to make it a priority in our life to live it out. So, Father, we offer ourselves for the Christmas season for 2022, and we pray that you will make this the best Christmas ever because we are living on mission with you, and there's no greater privilege. Bless each home individually. And bless us as a church family. And so we just offer ourselves and we say, here we are. Send us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.